Congressman Waters, as a member of Congress, which of these instances that we're talking about here do you think is most important to elected members of Congress who have to operate within that environment in Washington, D.C., A, B, those people who are running for office and want to focus on the criminality that is occurring in the White House? So, to Democrats, what do you think, elected Democrats?
Well, before I go into that, let me just share with you a conversation that Furtick and I had, about 2 months ago? He came to my office. He called, and we set an appointment. He came to the office, and we talked about the fact that we were having such a hard time getting the members of Congress and even, you know, the Democratic members of Congress to move aggressively on resisting this president and his war. And at that time, we recognized that impeachment was not on the radar screen of members of Congress. As a matter of fact, we couldn't even get a decent conversation with members about it. And I came up with this idea that somehow, you know, I keep hearing people say, well, you know, he's the president of the United States, so I don't agree with the president, but he is the commander-in-chief. And I keep hearing people talk about why you have to, you know, respect the president. I said, okay, let's do this. Since we have members who may fall in that category, who just can't see themselves moving against the president and talking about impeachment, let's impeach Cheney. And so, and I said, look, okay, they don't have the argument. Well, he's the president, and, you know, I said, and secondly, at that time, Cheney was low in the polls, you know, and he's such a liar, and it comes through so clearly on television.
He's a bad shot, too.
Oh, yeah, he's, you know, that I thought, perhaps we can rally around get impeaching Cheney, because I just read information about the impeachment of officers of government, and, you know, I said, well, you know, you don't, most people think about impeachment in terms of the president, but you can impeach any of the officers of government. Right. And so we were getting excited about that idea, about moving on Cheney. And then our friend Feingold on the Senate side came up with the censure motion. Mm-hmm. And one would think that if people were hesitant to impeach the president, if they didn't feel they could maybe move on Cheney, et cetera, surely everybody would be, you know, supportive of censure for, you know, the president, et cetera. Well, so we backed up from our idea about impeachment of Cheney, only to be faced with this extreme disappointment. On the Senate side, because even with something as mild as censure, the members were not prepared to move. And I'm not just talking about Republican members, I'm talking about Democratic members. Also. So, I wanted to share that with you because I want you to know that there are a lot of people who have been thinking very seriously about this. And one may say, well, why haven't the members of Congress come up with an impeachment resolution of some kind? How many of you know Sensenbrenner? Who chairs the Judiciary Committee?
Right.
Well, one of the things that I think happens to us you know, after you're in this business for some time, is you get kind of organized into the possible and the impossible. And even though now, you know, I think a few people understand that the impeachment resolution is simply not about whether or not you can get the Judiciary Committee to take it up. We know that that's probably impossible, but the idea that you educate and explain and engage the American public about the Constitution of the United States and the fact that the president swears that he will uphold the Constitution of the United States.
That's right.
And then when he violates the Constitution of the United States, the impeachment resolution is a vehicle by which you could remind people mm-hmm. of what the responsibility is, and that perhaps is worthwhile, and I think a number of us are coming to that mm-hmm. conclusion. Now, having said that, this war in Iraq, this $300+ billion of the American taxpayer money that we have spent, this additional $68 billion that's been requested on this war, the fact that the American people not only have been lied to about weapons of mass destruction, and the fact that even members of the CIA have now come out and said that literally what they wanted us to do was to fit our intelligence to
That's right.
what they had already concluded.
That's right.
You add that to the fact that they said, oh, particularly Rumsfeld, we're going to be welcome with open arms. And the fact that they also said that we're going to
finance
the war with the oil revenues. That's right.
Right.
That's very important. And the fact that when you take a look at what has not been done, less electricity, still less potable water, still, you know, they have torn up, you know, basically this country mm-hmm. with all of the different operations. We went through all of the operations that have been identified. Operation Lightning, Operation Shock and Awe, Operation on and on and on. And not only have we literally devastated that country, we have not in any way moved aggressively or with any success in repairing the damage that we have done, and we are being lied to about the number of lives that have been lost there,
That's
the
true.
Number of people that have been killed. Now, I kind of mention all of this, and everybody in this audience is familiar with all of this. I would think by now that the American people would be so upset, would be so absolutely outraged by what this president has done, that people would be out in the streets demanding the impeachment of this
That's
president.
Right. That's right.
And it's hard. It's very hard.
All right, let me